It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, I know our Lunchtime Live listeners are very, very fond of their pets and they spend a lot of money on their dogs and cats. They're very much part of the family, and I know that from talking to you over the past number of years. But I want to know, how much do you spend pampering your pet? Because I was reading today about the luxury pet industry and the fact it is booming, apparently. Everything from private jets, I just do not believe now that's a thing in Ireland, but private jets, salon treatments, I get that. I know you bring the dog to get him groomed. Pawn star martinis, 5-star luxury stays, dog retreats, you name it, you're spending it. And I want to know by how much. It's 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. Leisha Downs is the owner of Outpaws and Wedding Woofs. Leisha's with us on the programme. You're a bespoke.
Good afternoon, Andrea.
How are you? What do you do, Leisha?
Well, you know what? I literally do everything that we need to do in terms of our clients' needs and requests. So we're kind of a very diverse business, and we do the normal stuff like the dog walking and the daycare and the minding. But within that, there's been a genuine drive and an interest with the bespoke side. And that would be, as you mentioned, Andrea, like the wedding wolves, you know, the birthday cakes.
But hang on, no, go back. Wedding wolves.
Yeah.
So what actually
wedding
happens
wolf.
There now, right?
So basically, you can have your doggy attending your wedding. Like, so many people, Andrea, have very special relationships, we know, with their animals.
Yeah, no, I get that.
So they're, So, like, it's the really organic for them to want their pets to be there on the day. Now, listen, they may just want to have the photos done. They may just want to have them involved for a few hours. But some people want them to have a lot more involvement. They may want them to stay over for 2 days if it's a 2-day event. They may want them to be a paw of honour or woof bearer. They may want their dog trained. You know, these are things that people are requesting, you know. And, like, actually, it is lovely to see animals being part of the event. Like, listen, being realistic, you have to be very careful too, because you have to make sure they're not overwhelmed and all of that. But that's why we have a service that allows for a chaperone that's one-on-one caring for that pet. So there is a huge move in the market. I definitely don't think it's where it is in the States, you know, but we are definitely pushing through it. And people really do want that offer. They want that service.
I remember years ago with a family friend who was a veterinary nurse in the States. And, you know, she used to tell us about the pet industry and, like, the dog grooming even 20 years ago wasn't heard of in Ireland. And we used to think this was fascinating that people would bring their dog to get washed and get like groomed. And this just absolutely blew our mind back then. But I take it that's only the tip of the iceberg here in Ireland now.
It really is. And, you know, like, it's really progressing into so many different areas. I mean, listen, now you can go for brunch and go and bring your pet for breakfast. You know, you can go into a restaurant, you can go to a clothes shop. Like, things are really moving. But also, I mean, again, it's about that emotional connection that we have with animals. And I do think it's really spiraled since COVID, because, you know, let's be honest, our pets were definitely our best friends when we were trying to all get through that. I think it stemmed from that too.
What's the weirdest or wildest request you've had?
Well, I had a strange, well, when I say strange, that the dog had to be dressed in the similar attire to the bridesmaids, with a hint of colour from the groomsman, and that he also had to be included and brought into the church, but also had to be in a special little chaperoned vehicle that followed behind the main wedding car. Yes.
A paw of honour? Was that what you called it?
A paw, well, we have paw of honour, and then you obviously have your, paw of honour. But then also, you know, the basics as well. Some animals need to be trained to be able to do that. And not every dog, you know, is able for those, you know, for huge crowds and things like that. So, but we'd also have, Andrea, it's very lovely. We'd also have a lot of older pets that maybe are end of life. you know, and the owners just really want them there. So really, we look to cater for, like, no request is too big. Obviously, we'll do everything that we can do to try and help for, you know, for your animal to have what it needs. But, you know, we have such a diverse service, and it really is, like, every day we're getting requests for different things. But we also do things for the elderly as well. Like, we do pet taxis. We help bring dogs to vets that people maybe can't do. People are working crazy hours. Mm. Like, it's just, you know,
bespoke
to be that service.
Pet birthday cakes?
Yes, we've produced a number of beautiful birthday cakes, which are obviously all dog friendly. So all the ingredients have to be very natural and something that obviously are not toxic or dangerous to animals. So yeah, we would have requests for a 16th birthday dog cake. We might have a request for a first birthday cake. Like, I tend to, you know, we do a lot of cakes for our daycare. So a lot of our doggies have turned.
Brilliant.
A milestone in my life.
Well, speaking of milestones, I mentioned at the very start of this, right, that I was reading about the different services that are part of the luxury pet industry earlier this morning. And the one thing I thought that was, it sounded so ridiculous. It couldn't be true. It couldn't be real. And it definitely couldn't be happening in Ireland. And that was the idea of private jets for dogs. But I think we've Adam Golder on the line. Adam's the founder of Canine Jets. You're a canine plane service. Am I right, Adam?
We are, absolutely. We're based in Birmingham in the UK, but we actually, despite our name, we do cater for cats as well. So we are dogs and cats.
Sorry, so you actually charter planes across the world to fly people's cats and dogs solely for them?
So it's the majority of our clients are relocating, so from Ireland to New York. Or vice versa, it's a huge Irish community in New York. But yeah, basically you buy a seat on one of the jets for your dog and yourself, or your cat, or both, and you enjoy the luxury of a private jet. Don't have to go through, wait for 2 hours to go through its security. You just turn up about an hour before. It's all very luxury private lounges, and it's very easy service, and they never leave your side. So, huge market. We were the world's first company to launch, and we're a super small team, but we're working pretty much like the lady that was speaking then. We work all the hours that God sends to make it work for everyone. So,
how is business? Because to my mind, when I read this morning, I mean, this is just something that happens in the US, but how many people are chartering planes with their pets to bring them to Ireland?
We launched Ireland last May, and we have a monthly service between Dublin and New York. So,
wow.
You know, it's huge. But we it's huge. Yeah, we've flown about 2,500 pets over the last 2 years, and their owners, and it's just crazy. We can't keep up with demand, really. So but the majority of people aren't super rich. They're relocating for work, or on occasions they may be lucky enough to have two houses, you know, one in Ireland and one in New York or in the US. And when you look at the difference from the price of cargo, because the price of cargo is hugely increased over the last 2 years since COVID. And that's why people are now thinking, you know, for a little bit more, I can put my dog or my cat sitting next to me on the jet rather than go in the cargo hold. So, yeah, that's why people are choosing it.
Yeah. And it's any dog. Like, would people charter one of the canine jets for anything other than a dog or cat? Or is that...
And I mean,
would not be a possibility. Like,
well, it depends on the you know, which country you're flying to, but you know, we've had geckos and rabbits and all sorts. But predominantly it is dogs and cats, but any size as well. So we have Great Danes that are 200 pounds, right down to Shih Tzus, which are 10 pounds. So.
And I know you can't disclose who your clients are, to us here today, Adam. But you know, typically the Irish market that book you and hire jets, are they relocating to the States, or are they just maybe going on holiday?
We have a mixture of clients. So majority are relocating. So they may be working for a tech firm or a banking firm, and their employer is probably paid half towards their cost of relocating, which is very, very, happens a lot. And then a smaller percentage do have two homes, so they fly backwards and forwards all the time. Those are the lucky ones. But yeah, we see a whole mix of clientele. We actually, there's, you know, a lot of filming that takes place in Ireland as well, with the film studios in Dublin. And we do have the odd actress or actor come over with their dog as well.
They want to bring their dog with them, so they hire a plane.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Well, why not, you know? Yeah.
Oh, it's just absolutely fantastic. Sean is with me on the line. Sean, you've been listening to Adam and Leisha. Any interest in hiring a private jet for your pooch?
Well, I've actually never taken them away. Thankfully, Leisha exists so that she looks after them, but I didn't realise that was a service. It's phenomenal.
By all accounts, it's big business too.
It sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah. How much do you spend looking after your pet?
So we have two dogs. We have a boxer and a Jack Russell. And the Jack Russell is a little rescue, so he's quite sensitive. So that's why it was great to find Leisha. So we did, and because my husband works in hospitality and I work in a studio, we weren't here all the time to do daily walks. So Leisha used to do the walks every day. And then also if we went on holidays, she would stay in our house with the dogs as opposed to us putting them in a kennel because of the sensitivity around their personalities. So, I suppose the holiday stays, they could range between, $600 to a grand when we'd go away. But that kind of, looks after the food, the walks, the any kind of health issues, it's all covered and we know that they're okay. And we know that they're happy and safe. And it is an extra thing that you have to pop into the budget.
Yeah, you obviously don't mind. That's exactly it. You account for it at the start of the month. You don't mind paying it. But I'm sure the bills are pretty high.
They are pretty high. Yeah, it's for sure a commitment. And I think, you hear this a lot, like the dogs aren't for Christmas type of thing, that there is a lot of expenses that come with them. But our dogs came into our lives before our kids and they were essentially, as cheesy as it sounds, the old, cliche of the firstborn type thing. And we still very much see that with them. And although we don't take them on holidays or on jets, we're not quite there. But, we do want to make sure that they're happy and healthy when we do go away.
Yeah. Somebody's telling me about the Paul Seasons Resort. I think it's based in Arklow. Have you ever?
No, actually, I haven't heard of that. No, but we did. Speaking of the wedding wafts, I think we were one of Leisha's first wedding clients.
So
So she had actually dressed them up for us, and I didn't actually request it. She offered it very kindly in 3-piece suits with top hats and a little pocket watches in each of them as well. Like it was the whole thing. We have brilliant photos of the two of them walking around the grounds in Limerick. So it's
fantastic.
Quite funny.
Yeah. Somebody else wondering where can you get the Paul Star Martinis? I don't know. I'm sure some of our listeners will tell us that. Just very finally, Adam, a lot of our listeners are wondering how much a pet plane might set them back. I'm sure it must be in and around the area of whatever it costs to charter a regular jet, is it?
Well, I mean, per seat, it's €7,500 from Dublin to Dublin to New York or vice versa. And that includes yourself and your dog of any size, or two pets if they're under £50 each. So, it's a premium service, but when you add in the facts of your ticket and your cargo cost, it's not too dissimilar.
There you go. My wife buys steak for the dog, says this listener. But when I ask for steak, she says the dog needs his steak and we can't afford it for me and that I need to lose weight, says this texter. Another listener tells me every Friday night to get a Chinese takeout and we get a rack of ribs for the dog. Another texter here as well. A few years ago, we had a ferry booked for us to get us and our dog to Dublin for Christmas. But with the bad weather, the ferry ended up being cancelled. So we'd absolutely no other option. So yes, we did. We hired a private jet from Malaga to Dublin. And very finally, this listener says, pampering pooches is so ridiculous. I swear, some people would marry their dogs if it was legal. 087 1400 106. Keep your thoughts coming into us. Adam Golder, founder of Canine Jets. Leisha Downs is the owner of Outpaws and Wedding Woofs. Shauna is with us there too. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday. On News Talk.
It's time to have your high-five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit HighFiveCasino.com. High Five Casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.